Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our morning prayers. My name's Alison, and I'm part of the community. Shall we pray together? As we start this new day, we thank you, God, for your creation and the beauty around us. Still our minds and help us to focus on you. Amen. So today's reading is Matthew 28. And it's on page 1000 of the Pew Bibles. Yesterday we heard about the death of Jesus. We've sort of jumped his burial. And we're on to Jesus has risen. After the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." So after yesterday's more somber reading detailing Jesus' death, today we hear about his resurrection. I wonder what good news you've received recently. Was it by text? Was it in a phone call? Was it face to face? 100 years ago, it might have been a telegram or a newspaper boy shouting, "Extra, extra, read all about it." Can you imagine the headlines? Over 2,000 years ago, it was all word of mouth. How do you feel when you get good news? Do you rush to tell others? Or do you keep it quiet for a while? The two Marys couldn't wait to go and tell the disciples. So I thought we'd have a few moments just to thank God for the ultimate good news that Jesus is alive. Maybe to thank him for some good news that you've had recently. So we'll just have some quiet and then there'll be a song. Thank you, Father, that you sent your Son for us to take away our sin. Thank you that he rose again. Amen. So the song, well, it's an Easter song, but it's an Easter reading, so it's an Easter song, and I think Annie might enjoy it. So after the song, if you want to sit for a little bit longer, that's fine. And then come down for breakfast, which will be served shortly.